Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, November 7th, 2025. And we've got an exciting lineup of finance news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Voyager Pharmaceuticals Leaded strengthens board of directors with seasoned financial executive Virginia Alling to drive U.S. market expansion. Voyager Pharmaceuticals Leaded strengthens its board of directors with the appointment of Virginia Alling, an experienced financial executive, to drive U.S. market expansion. Ms. Alling, with over 30 years of corporate banking and capital markets experience, will join Wall Street veterans Jeffrey J. Kraus and Christopher A. Van Buren on the board. Her expertise in M&A, IPOs, and revenue optimization will help unlock institutional U.S. investment and streamline market entry. Voyager's vision of sustainable growth and value creation for shareholders aligns well with Ms. Alling's background in family-owned enterprises and strategic partnerships. The company aims to become a key player in the radiology contrast media drug market by producing its own barium and iodine, transitioning into a high-margin domestic manufacturer of radiology drugs, and replacing synthetic products with higher-quality imaging products.
From acquisitions to organic growth, IQSTEL gets closer to $1 billion revenue target for 2027, company to deliver 500 cal in dividends this year. IQSTEL Inc., a global connectivity, AI, and digital company, is expecting double-digit organic revenue growth in 2026 with 26% top-line growth. With a track record of meeting or exceeding financial forecasts, IQSTEL plans to achieve $430 million in organic revenue in 2026. The company has completed 12 strategic acquisitions since 2018, shaping a revenue stream that is 80% telecommunications and 20% fintech. IQSTEL is also entering the cybersecurity market through a partnership with Cycurion Inc., aiming to deliver a $500,000 dividend to shareholders by the end of 2025. Wall Street is optimistic about the collaboration, with Litchfield Hills giving IQSTEL a buy rating and $18 price target. The company is on track to reach its goal of $1 billion in revenue by 2027.
Take your big tech investing to the next level with the Magnificent 10 Index from CBOE. Learn how at this webinar. CBOE and Benzinga will host a virtual webinar introducing the CBOE Magnificent 10 Index, MGTN, on November 13th at 11 a.m. ET. The Magnificent 7 paradigm is getting an upgrade with the addition of Advanced Micro Devices Inc., Broadcom Inc., and Palantir Technologies Inc. Henry Schwartz, Vice President, Derivatives Market Intelligence at CBOE, and Benzinga's Gianni DePoche will share insights about making the most of the index. The webinar will provide an overview of the Magnificent 10 Index, why CBOE decided to expand its index beyond the original 7, and the impact these technology titans have on the markets. Attendees can submit questions directly to Schwartz and DePoche about MGTN, the methodology behind MGTN, the importance of AI stocks to MGTN, how you can leverage options and futures on MGTN, and more.
Investor news breaks: Silvercorp Metals Inc., SVM, NYS American SVM, reports 23% revenue growth and strong cash flow in Q2 fiscal 2026. Listed on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker symbol SVM, reported a 23% revenue growth in Q2 fiscal 2026, totaling $83.3 million. The increase was driven by sales of 1.66 million ounces of silver, 2,033 ounces of gold, 14.75 million pounds of lead, and 5.67 million pounds of zinc. Adjusted net income reached $22.6 million, or 1 cent per share, excluding non-cash and one-time items. Operating cash flow hit $39.2 million, with free cash flow at $11.4 million. The company ended the quarter with $382.3 million in cash and short-term investments. Notably, Silvercorp recently drew $43.9 million from its $175.5 million stream financing with Wheaton Precious Metals International Limited. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link. The Global South is set to attract a huge wave of AI innovation. A new study by the Future Investment Initiative, FII, Institute, and Accenture reveals that AI funding is shifting towards emerging markets in Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and India. 9 out of 10 investors are planning to invest in AI ventures in these regions. Leading tech enterprises like D-Wave Quantum Inc. S are driving technological innovation. Stay updated on D-Wave Quantum Inc. News at their newsroom. ANewsWire is a specialized platform focusing on AI advancements, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For SMS alerts, text AI to 888-92-4192. Visit www.ainewswire.com for more information and full terms of use.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.